In this bulletin, an attack at the U.S. Capitol complex in Washington, D.C. has left one police officer dead and another in hospital with injuries. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is to meet today to examine if there's a link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots. And in sport, the cricket world unites to send support to Indian legend Sachin Tendulkar after announcing he was in hospital under medical advice. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Capitol police officer has been killed and a second officer injured after being rammed by a vehicle outside the US Capitol in Washington, D.C. on Friday. The crash and shooting happened at a security checkpoint near the Capitol as Congress were on recess. Chief of the Metropolitan Police Department, Robert Conti, says the attack did not appear to be related to terrorism, though the Capitol was put on lockdown as a precaution.
There's not a lot of information that we can release to the public at this time. But we certainly will be working very closely with our partners at the Park Police, at the U.S. Capitol Police. At this time, I just want to extend my deepest condolences on behalf of the entire Metropolitan Police Department to all of the officers at the United States Capitol Police for their service and unfortunately for the loss of life that have occurred here today.
The suspect who exited the car with a knife in hand died in hospital after he was shot by police outside the building. It's the second line of duty death this year, but there's no immediate connection apparent between Friday's incident and the January 6 riot. At least 50 people have been killed and 72 injured when a Taiwan train derailed in a tunnel after apparently hitting a truck in the island's worst rail disaster in at least four decades. Officials say the train travelling to Taitung came off the rails on Friday in a tunnel, causing some carriages to hit the wall of the tunnel. The train was carrying about 350 people and rescue efforts are ongoing, with much of the train still trapped in the tunnel. Escaping passengers were forced to scale doors, windows and roofs to reach safety.
Because there's no other way for us to walk to get out of the train, we had to climb to the top of the train and then climb down.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration will meet today to examine if there is a link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots detected in a vaccinated recipient. It's been revealed a 44-year-old man was admitted to Box Hill Hospital in Melbourne's East last month with blood clots days after receiving the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. Similar concerns were sparked in Europe, leading to a temporary ban of the dose in dozens of countries, but Australian health experts maintain the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe. The European Union will hold meetings with all Iran nuclear deal participants and the United States in Vienna on Tuesday. There will be no direct communication between the US and Iran, but talks will be coordinated by European officials. The US under former President Donald Trump unilaterally exited the deal in 2018, which then prompted Iran to violate some of the pact's nuclear restrictions. Iran's deputy foreign minister says the country will only reduce nuclear commitments once current US President Joe Biden's administration lifts sanctions against them. Researchers and migration advocates are calling for greater support mechanisms for people of diverse backgrounds during the COVID-19 pandemic. Research from the Consumer Policy Research Centre shows migrants in Australia were five times more likely to take out a personal loan during lockdown. Advocates are calling for financial information to be made available in a variety of languages to prevent further financial distress to migrants and refugees. Lauren Solomon, CEO of the research organisation, says international students and other visa holders faced financial disadvantage due to a reliance on casual work and being ineligible for government support.
The consequence of that is this group is actually falling further behind. So they had less financial resilience going into this crisis, and then obviously greater vulnerability as a result of not being able to access those payment support measures that are in place and available to the broader population.
To sport now, in the cricket world has united to send support to Indian legend Sachin Tendulkar after he announced that he was hospitalised on Friday as a precautionary measure to combat the coronavirus. The 47-year-old is one of the most high-profile cases of a new pandemic surge in the country of 1.3 billion people, And just before announcing he had the coronavirus, Tendulkar had led an India Legends team to a win over Sri Lanka in a 2020 exhibition series. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 34. Adelaide, sunny and 32. Melbourne, similar conditions, 30. Hobart, windy and sunny, also 30 degrees. Canberra, sunny, 27. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 25. Sydney, also sunny, 27. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, possible showers and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.